Good morning, this is Doug Chabot with the Gallatin National Forest Avalanche Forecast on Thursday, December 26th at 6:45 a.m. Today's forecast is sponsored by Your Montana Chevy Dealers and Mystery Ranch. This forecast does not apply to operating ski areas. In the last 24 hours, 1 to 2 inches has fallen in the northern mountains. This morning, lingering showers will give way to clearing skies. Temperatures are in the high single digits to low teens, and wind is gentle at 5 to 10 miles per hour, mostly from the southwest. Temperatures will remain cool and wind light. No snow is expected until late Friday. That will continue through the weekend. The Lyonnais area near West Yellowstone has dangerous avalanche conditions. On Tuesday, close to a foot of new snow fell onto a weak snowpack. It was the largest snowfall of the season and measured 0.8 to 1 inch of snow water equivalent. This snow came in with strong southwest wind and drifted at the ridgelines. A thick, sugary layer of weak snow at the ground will struggle to support the weight of the new snow. Triggering avalanches with a snowmobile or skis is likely even from a distance. This weak layer is widespread and connects many slopes, allowing an avalanche to propagate far and wide. Stay clear of runout zones. Today is a day to play in the flats, far away from the edges of steep slopes. For today, the avalanche danger is rated considerable on all slopes in the Lyonnais area near West Yellowstone. Since Tuesday, the mountains surrounding Big Sky, south to Taylor Fork and Cook City, received 5 to 7 inches that drifted at the ridgelines. Yesterday, these wind drifts avalanched with ski cuts, and the same possibility remains today. Furthermore, a weak layer buried 1 to 2 feet under the surface holds the potential to avalanche. We've gotten reports in the Big Sky area, Bacon Rind, and Cook City that point to a strengthening snowpack. However, this thin layer of weak facets should not be forgotten. Although the likelihood of triggering slides is decreasing, we still advocate testing the snowpack before giving a slope a thumbs up. Our videos in Taylor Fork, Beehive, and Cook City are instructive. Go ahead, binge watch a few. Not only will you make better decisions, you'll sound smart to your friends. For today, in the Madison Range, the Southern Gallatin Range, and Cook City, given the need to evaluate the snowpack and a possibility of triggering slides, the avalanche danger is rated moderate. This Tuesday, 2 to 3 inches of low-density snow fell in the mountains around Bozeman. This was not enough to increase the avalanche danger. Overall, the mountains have a stable snowpack and safe avalanche conditions. A minor exception to this are small, isolated wind drifts at the ridgeline, which could be triggered. On Tuesday, I went into the Northern Bridger Range and found 3 feet of stable snow in my snow pit. Although we had to navigate a very thin snowpack to get there, for today, the avalanche danger is rated low. If you get out, please send us your observations, no matter how brief. You can fill out an observation form online, email us at mtavalanche@gmail.com, or leave us a voicemail at 587-6984. And thanks for listening.